Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chick Foles. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting third. The third baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive beyond second. Cohen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foles is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rausch moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foles strikes out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to third. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Hethcutt pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Cliff Hethcutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcutt hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez now catching. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson strikes out. The ball gets by Gonzalez. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a fly ball into left field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach pinch hits for Larry Benton. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. Two outs. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 3 in the game. Fulas hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Scott now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roush for the out. One out. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Doc Farrell. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.